Alright, thanks everyone. With me today from Calgary Wild FC is head coach Lydia Bedford and defender Grace Storty. Just to start off, Lydia, let's just run through tonight's game.
Yeah, I think first 5 minutes we started a little shaky, but I think after the first kind of 5-6 minutes we shook that off, and I'd be really interested to see the stats from the game, because I think we dominated possession for almost all of the game, and in the first half created enough chances to have probably put the game to bed but didn't finish them. And then I felt that obviously their goal came against the run of play from a transition, and in the first 15 minutes of the second half is then really important, and then to concede obviously within that window makes our job a little harder. So I think I'm really proud of the players for how hard they fought, and the fact that we got a goal back towards the end was, I think, a sign of, you know, their belief in the plan and the energy. But it's obviously a little bit too little too late in that instance. And I feel like Toronto managed the end of the game really well in terms of, you know, wasting a little bit of time and slowing it down, which is obviously what teams that are ahead will do. And we obviously didn't take the momentum that we had to be able to capitalise on getting a point. But overall, proud that the players stuck with the plan, and disappointed not to have taken anything from the game.
Yeah, we've talked relentlessly about the depth of the Calgary lineup, but later on in the game, 17-year-old Keelan Stewart gets her debut in the NSL. Can you just talk to that and talk once again about the lineup?
Yeah, I think, you know, depth is massive for us, and I think when I reflect on the games that I'm watching, that I still believe we have one of the strongest squads in the league in terms of depth and players that can come on and impact. Sometimes that makes my decision even harder on the sideline, because there's so many that you could pick from, and it's just trying to make that right decision in the right moment. I think on the whole today we brought on, you know, good players at good times that impacted the game, and to be able to get Keon in the final kind of 10 minutes and for her to make her debut is again just a sign that we trust young players, and regardless of the result and what's happening, you know, we believe that our players can deliver. And I think Key was fantastic when she came on, and we obviously switched to wing backs at that point as well, and she got forward and really helped us. And yeah, she's a tenacious thing, so she carried her own on the pitch.
Now we're looking to go home for our first ever homestand. But we've got 10 days to recover and regroup. So how do you regroup going forward, and how do you focus on the next match and kind of put the distractions aside at home?
I think we're really excited. Like, we've had 3 games away on the bounce now. No one else has had that, and I think our players have managed that fantastically. You know, we've been away, this is 9 days on the road since we set off to go to Halifax, and for me, having come from international football, it kind of feels like an international camp. And for our players to have the energy and the intensity that they had throughout today's game, knowing that they've been away for so long, was great. I think now, you know, we've got a great opportunity to recover over the weekend. We restart our training on Monday next week, and we've got a full 7-day lead into that game. I don't think I need to motivate them in any way, because they know how important the home opener is. Like, they get a chance to play in front of friends and families. The club's flying their mums in for Mother's Day. So the intent will be there from then. I think from us, we always say we stick to the process, we learn, we reflect, we grow. As I said to them at the end, like, there'll be so much to review from this game, because I think in the first half, Toronto couldn't deal with our shape, and we had so much of the ball, and we just need to have been clinical with those final chances. But we have to be better at transitional moments too, so we'll use next week to learn from that and keep growing in our style of play. I think everyone who watches our games of football enjoy them, and that's something we want to keep building on.
Yeah, Grace, I'll look to you now and start out with, from your point of view on the field, you made some great plays. There's lots of pressure throughout the game, and so walk me through the game from your point of view.
Yeah, you know, I think pressure is a privilege, and in this instance we knew Toronto was coming off the back end of a loss. We were coming off of a high, but I think we really brought it to them from our position. I think, like Lydia touched on, shaky in a few areas and times of the game, but I think you got to give credit where credit's due, and I think our girls really honed into the game plan we were given. We trusted Lydia, we trusted ourselves, we trusted the players on and off the field, and I don't think we gave up until the 90th minute.
Yeah, obviously late in the game your first goal comes. How do you stay in it, and how do you keep pressing and continue to believe that you're in this game?
Yeah, you know, I think a goal like that's hard to be disappointed about. They caught us in a vulnerable but very lucky position, and I think it was early enough where we knew we still had lots of gas in our tank, and I don't think stopping is ever an option for anyone that's on the field for Calgary.
You're a local girl to Calgary, now going home to play your first ever pro game in front of home fans. Looking to the people at home, what can they expect going into next week?
I think Calgary will have the best fans in the whole league. We're a rowdy city. We like to have a good time, and we have so many incredible athletes in that city as well. I think it'll be super great atmosphere. All, like Lydia said, our moms are coming. It's Mother's Day. It's a great weekend to, you know, celebrate women's football starting up in Canada.
All right. At this time, we'll open it up to any questions. Oh, sorry. There's a girl in the back.
Yeah, I mean, even before I got into the change room at halftime, I could hear Meggie saying, you know, we're on top here, we're playing the better football, we're creating more chances, we've had more shots on target. So there was no concern or, you know, or worry from our perspective. Like I said, I think what kills the momentum is that second goal coming so early from a shot from distance. But at halftime, we were very calm. You know, other than the TV not working, which everything seems to be against us in Toronto, we were very calm with the game plan. We didn't need to change anything, we just needed to keep executing it. I think we set out to exploit their wing backs. You know, we played with low full backs. We got the ball wide early. We combined around their full backs. I think Carly Johnson had the right centre back for Toronto on toast for the first 45 minutes. You know, she kept dropping off her. She kept going at a 1v1. Like, she was outstanding, just missing that final shot. So for me, you don't change anything. You do it again and again with more intensity, and you hope that one of those chances turns into a goal. And I think on any other day, that does. And for us today, it didn't quite happen, but that's kind of football, and you have to learn and grow from that.
Yeah.
Lydia, you spoke a little bit already about tactical entry. We saw in the first half that sort of long ball field up over the top of the fullbacks was working pretty effectively. Obviously, just missing that last final 10 product, but maybe speak a little bit to again, the tactical side of the game, specifically for those couples.
Yeah, I think the bit you're referring to is kind of from our dead ball build, as I would call it, like the goal kick. So we knew that Toronto would try and press, like they've pressed aggressively against the opponents they've played against so far, but they play a back five system, so they've got to press with wing backs, and they've got to be brave to come and press our full backs. And our full backs are great footballers. So we intentionally put them low to try and draw them out. And at that point, you know, we're brave to play under pressure, and we could have done, but you'd be stupid not to play into a 4v4 and exploit them in behind. Their back three have had a torrid first two games. And if anything, you know, the game plan worked. We just didn't quite get the end product.
And you spoke a little bit, you know, again on that point about net balls. McGillivore, we saw sort of your effectiveness from net ball situations last week in Halifax. And it's come up again today where McGillivore has scored that 7 goal. Can you maybe speak to some of the preparation that you guys had training towards that for, after the game and focusing on those sorts of situations in addition to the play?
Yeah, I actually didn't know who'd scored it, so thanks for telling me. I didn't really care at that point who it had gone in off. I think, you know, my previous club that I worked for was Brentford Football Club, and they're renowned for, you know, set pieces being a big priority. It's how I got my staff bonus every year, so it's something I'm passionate about, and my assistant Sinead has done a great job in trying to prepare the players. As always, you know, they make the decisions on the pitch. She just gives them as many different random names for set pieces that they could use, and they, you know, they inspire me every time they step up and take them, because this team has a threat from set pieces in every game. And I think today we probably didn't create enough set pieces, but, you know, that one goes in. You know, there's a few other chances that were probably pretty close, and it's something we keep building on. I think actually, if anything, we were disappointed against Halifax to concede a set piece. But we have a tracker. We're now 4-1 for the good. So that's a good place to be at this point in the season, and we'll keep working on it.
Yeah.
Your team. Celebrity owners now we've brought in Sam Adekubi, whose brother Elijah is pretty famous here at the place for York, and of course on the championship, Cavill and the team, who just happens to be here tomorrow, Charlie Trafford, bringing them aboard. How does that sort of help in the spotlight? And what will they be doing for the team?
Do you want
me
to answer?
You can answer that, or I can take it.
What I would say is, like, I think what it shows you is that, you know, male athletes that have a connection to Calgary really believe in what we're building. And I think for both Sam and Charlie to come on board and to invest with their own hard-earned money shows you, as Dordie said earlier, Calgary is full of great athletes who care about the growth of sport in our city. So for us to have investors that, you know, have been there, done it, and got the T-shirt is a really important part of how we're trying to grow our brand in Calgary.
First of all, sorry about the defeat, but I wanted to ask, obviously, Toronto right here, 0-2 bad record, so as you said, like, the back line was not pretty good. How do you prepare against a team like that for the best of shape and then come out of
the I think the biggest thing is, and we said this to our players early doors, they lost the first two games, but just like when I reflect on our game today and I look back at it and I'll see that we have more possession, more shots, etc. Toronto had that in their first two games, so we didn't take where they were for granted. You know, they produced enough chances to have been competitive in game one and two. It just didn't quite fall to them, and we set out to try and make that free and to make their lives as difficult as we possibly can. And I think on the whole, when we go away and reflect on it, we'll be proud of what we put out on the pitch, and sometimes that goes your way and sometimes it doesn't.
And then for Grace, obviously we talked a bit about how we've been waiting for three games to actually go home. I guess how what's the perspective like on looking what a fan base looks like.
This is very Calgarian of me, but I think the girls are going to be fired up. Like, there's nothing more you can really say about it. Again, I'll just repeat myself, it's such a vibrant, electric city, and to be able to play personally in front of friends and family who have yet to see me play in my college to now professional career, it's going to be a very, very nice treat and gift to all of our mothers.
And one more? Any more? Are you good? Awesome. Well, thank you very much. With that, we'll turn it over to the AFC.